This is the True Self Manifestation Podcast, and I am your host, Angel Menudo. I'm a licensed psychotherapist, IFS-informed coach, and a little woo. Through the years, I've tried all the things to manifest the life I've always wanted, and with much exploration and curiosity, I've learned something major about manifestation. To successfully manifest, we must be in our worth and in alignment with our true self and the universe. And to do this, I use internal family systems to delve deep into addressing potential blocks and barriers that impact self-worth. Each week, I'll show you how to harness IFS to connect with your true self, boost self-worth, and conquer the barriers holding you back in life. Join me on this journey to live authentically, break free from limitations, and manifest your best life. It's not a coincidence you're here. Welcome to the True Self Manifestation Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 22 of the True Self Manifestation Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk all about embodying true self, something that I have been thinking about a lot and like how that shows up and what that looks like. And so I thought this would be a great opportunity to talk about it more here. I know I have not been around, and it's so weird. As I say, when I wind up doing these things, right? Like, I do enjoy it. I love podcasting, but been really, really busy, and it's unfortunate that it kind of gets pushed to the wayside when that happens. One good thing is that my partner and I actually went to Cartagena, Colombia, in February. That was for my partner's birthday. He turned 40 on, what do you call it, leap year. So actually he's 10, but we were able to celebrate with a 10-day trip to Cartagena. We went to the old city and we stayed at an Airbnb there, and it was amazing. It was beautiful, the history, the culture, phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. Definitely have to work on my Spanish, but especially because I love going to like South American, Latin American, you know, those types of countries. I love the climate and the culture and everything, and need to work on that. So that's kind of my goal throughout the rest of this year. But so that was a big trip and everything, and there's been a whole bunch of other stuff going on, and I actually redid my e-course, How to Manifest Without the Self-Sabotage. I added a ton more videos to it and a new bonus and all of this stuff. And it is just really great, I think. I think it's amazing. I think it's really comprehensive at this point. So if you have bought it in the past, you have the updates. They're there. So check it out. And if you haven't, I think it's definitely worth looking at. I'll put the link in the show notes, and I'll even add a discount code for $50 off of your purchase. So check it out, because it's really cool. It uses internal family systems to help you get into your true self energy and work with those parts of you that are just subconsciously sabotaging your manifestations and honestly your life. It's great. So do that. But first, let's get into today's show. So, embodying true self. First of all, what is embodiment? Like, what does that even mean? So, to embody something, it means to feel this body, mind, soul connection, not just in your thoughts or your mental understanding of it. To embody something, it shows up in your actions, behaviors, how you hold yourself, how you communicate, and how you show up in the world. You might also understand this through body sensations, that felt sense of awareness. It's not about thinking your way into embodiment. This is why that body-mind connection is so important. It's truly embodying something. You need to be connected and allow that connection to guide you. So when you embody your true self, you're living in your authenticity. And this shows up in your interactions and how you carry yourself your perception of yourself and others. And in turn, it influences the way you communicate, your relationships, and the way you think. Embodying true self is a shift, a practice, and it is empowering. Embodying true self means you are no longer running off of those invisible scripts from past programming, conditioning, and limiting beliefs. Instead, you are clear in the present moment, and you feel that you are supported by the universe. Authentic embodiment means you are aligned with your values, your beliefs, and your personal identity, which means embodying your true self can look different for everybody. It's an expression of who you really are without all the bullshit. It can be difficult to embody true self. With all of the emphasis that we have on appearances, what we own, who we are, who we know, what we do for a living, what we do for fun, on vacation, all of this is magnified too with social media. You get this like dread feeling at times because of it. To embody true self, it is helpful to first understand what is potentially blocking you from embodying your authentic self to begin with. In the beginning, I mentioned invisible scripts, past programming, conditioning, and limiting beliefs. I'm going to also add societal and family pressures and norms to these potential blocks. These blocks, or as I like to call them, parts of you, take over to meet the demands and needs of your external world. Because of this, when you show up, you could be nothing like your authentic self. Instead, you could be people-pleasing, or you could be a perfectionist. This is because there are fears and anxiety around allowing others to see who you truly are. You learn from a young age that it isn't safe to be you, that you won't be accepted or loved, that your true self isn't worthy or deserving, that your uniqueness will be considered weird, and people just won't get you. Those parts of you that are blocking you from embodying your true self honestly mean well. They have positive intentions. They are just trying to keep you and the system safe. And however this plays out, it is playing out this way because the parts don't know any other way to do it. Exploring embodiment of your true self helps your parts understand that you, true self you, can handle whatever it is that comes up. By embodying true self, you are essentially building trust within the system with your parts, and while in true self, you can also build a relationship with those parts, talk to them, so that they understand that it's safe to allow you to embody true self. So what is it like when we embody true self? Or in other words, how do you get to a point where you no longer give a fuck about what other people think? Not in a rebellious way, because that is a part, but more in an authentic way where you feel solid with who you are, and that is just how you show up. Embodying true self happens when you become self-aware of what is truly important to you. This includes your values, beliefs, passions, strengths, and weaknesses. By aligning with these, you are honoring who you are at the core. Take on this awareness like it's an adventure, not a chore. Learning more and more about yourself to gain clarity around your thoughts, feelings, motivations, and intentions to continue growing and expanding. This is all accomplished without self-judgment. Self-awareness and introspection gives insights into how you can potentially do better, be more in alignment, not to berate or belittle yourself. Fostering self-acceptance for all parts of yourself, including those parts of you hiding in the shadows, those are the parts that I think are most magical. They hold the key to some of the best aspects of yourself that were unfortunately locked away a long time ago because this part of you didn't fit in. Accepting your quirks, weaknesses, and strengths build your worth, allowing you to feel secure to how to show up authentically in the world. When you accept yourself, it improves your overall well-being. You feel more content, more aligned, less fearful, less worried or scared. Not to say that things won't present themselves and you won't feel these emotions, because you will. But when embodying true self, you're able to process these emotions effectively, be vulnerable enough to talk about your feelings, and know enough about yourself to know what you might need to get you through this difficult time. As I said earlier, embodying true self is empowering in so many ways, including living life that is in alignment with your authentic self through your values and beliefs, confidently moving through life with integrity and honesty, as well as using the strength of your vulnerability, because vulnerability is strength. Relationships also shift when you are embodying true self. When you are genuine and authentic, you begin to attract like-minded people. These are the ones you build profound, healthy relationships with, who you can be vulnerable without fear, disagree without judgment, feel connected on a deeper level. And the other ones, the other people that maybe pushed boundaries, or it was a little superficial, or maybe it was kind of competitive. Once we start shifting into embodying our true self, those people kind of start to fall off. And that's okay. You might be wondering how you embody true self. I'm going to share 10 practices that you can incorporate into your daily life to begin shifting into embodiment. Now, the first one is mindful awareness. Develop a practice of mindfulness where you observe your thoughts, feelings, and actions without judgment. This awareness allows you to notice when you're operating from a place of fear or societal expectations rather than your authentic self. Practicing mindfulness can include meditation, journaling, or simply just reflecting with some quiet and some quiet time. I have a free guide, Tap Into Your Intuition, that teaches a lot of different mindfulness practices that you can help use to gain awareness of what's going on inside and really get in alignment with your true self. I'm going to put the link in the show notes, so go check that out if you haven't already. The second one is self-compassion. Embracing self-compassion is a daily practice by treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would a good friend. This means acknowledging your struggles, forgiving your mistakes, and celebrating your progress, no matter how small. By celebrating your progress, you are teaching your brain that the progress made is good. You're strengthening your neural pathways by doing this. I'm going to tell you, I give myself props for everything that I do. And you know what? It feels great. Try it out. The third one is authentic communication. Practice speaking your truth with kindness and respect. Authentic communication involves expressing your thoughts and feelings honestly while also considering the perspective of others. This can help you strengthen your relationships and build trust with those around you. Authentic communication is really just vocalizing your values, beliefs, and boundaries with integrity. I like to say, it's keeping your side of the street clean. The fourth one is boundary setting, one of my favorites. Learning to set healthy boundaries that honor your needs and values. Boundaries help protect your energy and keep you aligned with your true self. They can be set in various aspects of your life, including personal relationships, work, that's a big one, and social media engagement. We often struggle with setting boundaries because we fear what others would think, how they would feel, but by doing so, we're missing the key point, how we feel. When we set boundaries, we are honoring ourselves. Number five is exploration and curiosity. cultivating a sense of curiosity is so important, right? For yourself and the world around you. You can do this by trying new activities, exploring different perspectives, and asking yourself deep, reflective questions. This open-minded exploration can lead to greater self-discovery and personal growth. And again, this is all done without any judgment of yourself. Curiosity is one of the eight C's of true self. When we're being curious, we are evoking true self energy at that moment. Therefore, we are viewing the world free from our past programming, conditioning, and limiting beliefs that our parts are holding on to. Number six is creative expression. Creativity is also one of the eight C's of true self. Engaging in creative activities that resonate with your true essence, whether it's painting, writing, dancing, cooking, or gardening, creative expression is a powerful way to connect with and embody your true self. So go out there, get crafty, go do something great, and just have fun with it without judgment. Number seven is nature connection. Spending time in nature to ground yourself and connect to the world around you. Nature has a way of bringing us back to our essence, reminding us of our role of the larger web of life, and helping us to see the beauty in our true nature. Eight is gratitude practice. By practicing gratitude regularly, you're acknowledging the things you appreciate about yourself and your life. Gratitude actually shifts your focus from what you lack to the abundance that is already present, fostering a sense of contentment and self-acceptance. It also kind of tells the universe that, like, oh yeah, you're liking all these things, like you have that abundance mindset, like I'm already super grateful for what I have. And I'm not going to take this for granted. So keep it coming. Physical movement is number nine. So incorporating physical activity that you enjoy into your routine, such as like moving around, doing yoga, maybe going for a walk, dancing to your favorite music. Movement can be a powerful way to connect with your body and listen to its needs. And it doesn't have to be intense. It does not have to be like intense exercise. Like I said, like gentle yoga and stuff. That's wonderful. And the last one is community connection. Surround yourself with supportive individuals who respect and encourage your journey towards embodying your true self. A community that values authenticity and vulnerability can provide encouragement, inspiration, and a sense of belonging as you navigate your path. Each of these practices offers a unique pathway towards greater self-awareness, acceptance, and expression. And by integrating them into your life, you can be more fully embodied with your true self, leading to a more authentic, fulfilling life. So embracing and embodying your true self is a courageous journey of transformation that unfolds uniquely with each one of us. It's a path marked by self-discovery, acceptance, and a profound connection to our core values and beliefs. As you integrate practices as mindful awareness, self-compassion, authentic communication, and creative expression into your daily life, you unlock the doors to a more authentic, fulfilling experience. This journey is not about reaching a destination, but about continually evolving, learning, and growing in alignment with our true self. I always like to say, we're never done, but that's okay. Along the way, you cultivate deeper relationships, a sense of peace, and an empowering belief in your own worthiness. Remember, embodying your true self is the most profound gift you can offer to the world and yourself. It's that beacon of light that guides you through the challenges and the joys of life, illuminating the path to genuine happiness and fulfillment. And when we do this, not only are we embodying our true self, but we are connecting with the universe. We are open to what she has to give to us. We're open to receive. We're open for those like nudges and hints, those that intuitive things, right? Like it's not just us, right? It's not just about us. It's about the energy, the world, like the creative consciousness. So practice these things. Practice, start making a daily practice. Figure out what you would like to do, what really resonates with you off of this list. And if you want, you can just look in the show notes, click onto the website. It'll have that list. So you don't have to like write them all down or anything, but start making a practice of it so that you can feel embodied. And if you want to learn more about how to work with those parts that are getting in the way of that true embodiment of your true self, again, I invite you to check out my e-course, click the link in the show notes, and I walk you through this excellent exercise to work with your parts, become like build that relationship and trust within your system so that that idea of you embodying true self is no longer scary. So, like I said, go check it out. And there is a discount code for $50 off, which is amazing. So thanks again, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this. And happy manifesting. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to the True Self Manifestation Podcast. Check out the show notes for any links mentioned on this episode. And while you're there, grab my free guide on how to tap into your intuition. This is the foundation to any manifestation practice. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode. And please leave a review where you listen to podcasts. And if you love this episode, share it with a friend. Thanks again. See you soon. Yeah.